WCBN and the Blue Star Network present a live radio performance of an ocean tale so bold, so daring, so shockingly accurate, it can only be told through the medium of electricity. For if you were to witness it live, you would have to travel ahead in time to next Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, pull your chairs up close. Put the kids to bed and prepare to set sail with the Sleestacks as they bring you A Pirate's Life. Sleestacks, in cooperation with the Lobo Oil Company, marketers of the famous Lobo Extra Mile gasoline and pie filling, invite you to stay tuned to a grand excelsior of high seas adventure, the Sleestacks, A Pirate's Life. Tonight's broadcast is being transmitted live via the Blue Star Armed Force Radio Network for our boys overseas. Keep them flying, guys!
Windjammer out as a cruiser, sneak through countless enemy blockades and go buccaneering on the high seas. Ha ha! By Joe, that's a romantic thought. But let me tell you, I have done it all many times. With a strong crew and trusty cabin boy named Billy Applecheeks, we have sailed every watery mile of foreign and exotic ocean, from the Straits of Gibraltar to the warm seas of India, and sent many a ship down to Davy Jones's locker. I am the captain. My ship is the fair caster. Some consider piracy to be a sign of disloyalty to God and country. They call us heathens and blackguards, but it is my way of life, and what a life it is to be a pirate. I cannot express this clear without telling something of my adventures at sea. That is my life before finding the lost gold of Zanzibar, and, well, something greater than any amount of money one man can spend in his lifetime. We were preparing to heave-ho from a dirty little port in Greenland and had just taken aboard a dozen crates of meat. All right, boys, time to cast off. Raise the mizzen. Get those chickens below decks. Come on, you lazy rum whores. It's a right fair day for us. I said salt that pork, not assault it.
But, Captain, where are we bound?
Ah, that, Billy, is for me to know and you to find out.
Aye, aye, Captain. Captain, I...
Yes, Billy?
I...
Well, what is it, my dear boy? Speak up.
I was just wondering about...
Wondering about what? The mystery of adventure? The magic of the rough open seas? The thrill of facing the unknown with outdated medieval technology and only one crew member who can play the squeeze box?
Well, no, not really. I was just curious why you nicknamed me Apple Cheeks.
Ah, that, my boy, is a good question. You see, it was my nickname when I was a cabin boy. So it's kind of a nostalgic reminder of my earlier days at sea, yes. Now, go fetch me my sextant.
Aye, aye, Captain.
All right, men, put your backs into it. The morning star is fading. Why, Smitty, are you writing a book? By Jove, then that chapter will be sorely missed. Look alive, my brothers. We're about to share an adventure of a lifetime. The adventure of sailing and piracy. Wiggy!
Aye, Captain!
Prepare to weigh anchor.
Aye, aye, Captain! Weighing anchor!
Farewell, old Greenland. You are home to many a pirate. And the Viking. One can almost imagine what the rough and tumble Nords felt when they first set out from this frosted haven in their fierce longships. Adorned with gaily colored saffron scarves and bright bells jingling on their boot toes. Oh, would that I had lived in the days of the Viking.
We're all ready to cast off now.
All right, you tarjacks. This isn't a pleasure cruise. Make with those mops. Let's go!
We'll return to the Sleestacks and a pirate's life in just a moment. But first, this important message from our friends at Lobo Oil. Lobo Oil, making today's tomorrow reality.
Let's all go to the snack bar. Let's all go to the snack bar. Let's all go to the snack bar and get ourselves a treat.
Popcorn.
$1.
Peanuts.
$1.
Everything.
$1.
Stand up and holler.
Let's all go to the snack bar. Let's all go to the snack bar. Let's all go to the snack bar and get ourselves a treat.
It's no secret that every housewife prides herself on her cooking. But does she really know of the benefits of cooking with lard from Lobo Oil? Lobo Lard makes a fine replacement for butter that's so scarce in today's rationed economy. And it has more calories, too. That's good news for active citizens like yourself.
Good, I have seconds.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, and me great.
That's right. It is good. The folks at Lobo really know what's cooking. And remember, Mom, Lobo offers a full pamphlet on the wide range of foods that can be made with Lobo lard. That's Lobo, making today's tomorrow reality.
Lobo, Lobo, Lobo. Lobo, Lobo, Lobo. L-O-B-O-O-I-L. Lobo oil is really swell. Lobo.
Here's Dean Martin with a word about Lobo gasoline.
Oh, hello, folks. Old Dean Marino here with a word or two about the fine and refined fuels of Lobo oil. Whether you're making a midnight run to Vegas or just taking the kids to the beach, there's one gasoline that's always just right. Lobo gas. Believe me, Dad. Here's an unbeatable little something to bring out the maximum efficiency and best mileage from your car's engine. Whether your chariot's is sparkling new or one of those older jobs, you'll surely enjoy the smooth start and high performance from this friction-free premium gasoline. It gives up to 40 extra miles per tank pour, and in a pinch, it makes a workable vermouth. So remember, folks, when it's quality you desire, make your next fill-up a Lobo fill-up. Prove it to yourself in your own car. Get a tank full and give it a try for old Dean Marino, huh? No, I think I'll take a little spin myself.
And now back to the Sleestacks and their musical radio adventure, A Pirate's Life, right here on WCBN FM 88.3.
Well, Billy, it's been a fine day's sail, hasn't it? I'm not so sure if I like this evening's sky, though. Fetch me my pipe and the astrologer's charts.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Yes, I remember a sky like this nigh unto 20 years ago. Filled with grog and keeping watch with the old steersman I was.
Here, there, sir. I wasn't sure whether you wanted mild or extra.
Oh, please, 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 boy. Calm yourself and sit down here with me by the forgiving glow of this lantern.
Aye, 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 Captain.
Now, be a good lad and fill my pipe and hand me those charts.
Aye, aye, Captain. Captain.
Yes, Billy?
Why the astrologer's charts?
Oh, well, yes. You'll have to excuse my little indulgence here. It's just that, as a Gemini, I'm torn between the twin kingdoms of science and mysticism.
I see.
But I suppose you've wondered how I came to be the captain of the fair castle.
Well, actually...
You see, Billy, I was once a cabin boy like yourself. I served under the notorious Captain Bilge Trousers years ago. This happy arrangement taught me a great deal about the sea and her ways. And as you can see, I've been courting that angel lady ever since. Yes, Billy, my life has been one of scars and scandal. But you know something? I wouldn't trade a minute of it for anything in the world.
No, sir.
Not many folks can say they've seen the things I've seen. Sometimes, Billy, I almost feel that I'm living out someone's dream or that I'm on a character in some grand musical production designed for the stage but readily adaptable to radio. Yes, Billy, it's a magnificent life, this life at sea, and if you stay with it, oh, Billy, oh, the things you'll see. It's a swim when the wind's a whim in a world that's three quarters water. You walk like a man and get drunk when you can and take turns with some nobleman's daughter. Oh, Billy, the things you'll see. If you just, Billy, just set sail with me. Now there's gold to be found, and adventure abounds in the realm of Poseidon and Neptune. But the Kraken lurks there, so you'd best have a care and keep a keen edge on your harpoon. You'll sing with the whales as you hoist up your sails, and the sea breeze will put you in bliss. You'll learn that the feel of your hand at the wheel is far sweeter than some floozy's kiss. Oh, Billy, the things you'll see. Set your sextant, Billy, and let the trade winds set you free. Not dreaming, Billy, but living. And after a while, look back with a smile on the days you were just cabin boy. You'll drop to your knees and thank God for the seas and that you're no longer some captain's toy. Billy, the things you'll see.
The things you'll see.
Just take my hand, Billy. Set sail with me. Yes, yes, Billy. My early days as cabin boy were filled with hard labor and even harsher treatment by my superiors. The only blessing was the company of my twin brother. That's right, I have a twin. The both of us were given over to bilge trousers by the elders of the orphanage, traded for a case of rot gut and a few shells from the tropics. But alas, I was separated from my brother by the capricious hands of the Spanish Armada. I spent the years following that incident among the way-faced urchins that so dominate the filthy alleyways of London. As the Lord is my witness, I scraped the earth in cracks. And
excuse me, Captain?
Yes, Smitty?
You're wanted in the galley. It seems that they are having some trouble with the sauce.
Oh, well, this demands my immediate attention. Come, show me what's in front.
You know, it's not enough to have, you know, to just be the slave aboard the ship and take the abuse as a cabin boy, but it's another thing to be a captain's boy.
Years ago, I was just a little kid in London. I asked my pappy, I just want to become a captain one of these days. Now the pappy said to me, you're going to become a captain one of these days. The first thing you gotta be is a cabin's boy. So that's all I am, is a cabin's boy. That's all I am, is just a cabin's boy. Just a cabin's boy. That's all I am, is just a cabin's boy. Now finally I got a job aboard a ship broadcaster. I became a cabin boy indeed, as my pappy told me many years ago. And the captain said, hey, you want to become a captain one of these boys? There's one thing I gotta tell you. Boy, get down on your knees and pray to God I'll rip you apart. I'll become a captain. They'll see.
Ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Billy!
What, Captain?
Billy, where's
what's
my
the matter?
Spyglass? My charts? I need to have this table cleared off at once!
What's the trouble, Captain? Smitty, what's going on?
It seems that there's been rumors of a calm spread through the crew like scarlet fever through an orphanage.
Calm? Calm, you say? The devil, I say! You tell the crew there will be no calm without the captain's permission!
Aye, aye, sir!
Not a word, you lot. Not a word.
Meanwhile, on a not-so-calm stretch of sea nearby, another vessel sails with great determination. On board this dark ship, the Pollux, we see Captain Hoosfoos, our good captain's only serious rival in the open sea, seated in a low chair on the quarter deck. His pirate crew is gathered around him, while a hunchback wretch is on his knees before this tarnished veteran, begging forgiveness.
Please, Captain! I'm begging you! I don't know what I've done! Please have mercy!
You've been found guilty of keeping in proper time. When it's 9 o'clock, you ring 9 bells. Not 10 and not 7. 9 bells. Now give him 9 more lashes!
She gave me water!
And if I ever catch you looking at my manatee again, I'll carve off your hump and feed it to the sharks.
Butt Captain!
Who you calling Butt Captain?
Butt Gamma Captain.
Oh, well. I thought he meant butt hyphen captain. Well, at any rate, that's 10 more lashes for double guessing me.
Oh, Greg, another flogging. All we ever do on this job is flog, flog, flog. Flog my mates and flog myself. I'm bloody tired of flogging.
Well, how about a nice keel hauling then?
No, we did that Tuesday.
Oh, well, how about making somebody walk the plank, yeah? I know. We'll hoist somebody up from the yard arms and cut them open with our cutlasses and watch them jiggle about. Oh, I've got it. We'll call out the Dandy then.
Dandy! Dandy!
Yes, Captain Hoosfoos. Did you call your Dandy?
Well, yes. Dandy, we've been out to sea for nearly 10 months now, and we're all ripe for shore leave. Myself, I'm going to find the first bacon sandwich made with Lobo lard that I can lay my leathery hands on. But what about you, my crew? What are your plans?
I'm gonna get me a new hat.
I'm gonna eat all the lemons I can get in one sitting and get rid of these rickets.
I'm going to see the Sleestacks next Tuesday at the Blind Pig at 9:30.
Oh, me too!
Yeah, sounds reasonable. Yeah. But what about you, Dandy? Oh, what will you do? Well...
You might think I'm latent in chasing the girls around, and that I'd prefer the laddies and would chase them with leap and bound. But to say I am a dandy means nothing of the sort. It simply means I'm not burly and I have a beauty wart.
Yo ho, he's the dandy.
The dandy.
Girlies, he's great at kissing them wet. Oh, oh, he's the dandy.
Attention, everyone. Attention.
Now, when I see a lady, I give her a dandy's wink. And I'll walk right up to that lady, and I'll tell her just what I think. Yes. I'll tell her if she's dressed finely. I'll tell her if she's in the rocks. And if my smile is timely, I'll get her in the back.
Your question.
Well, if you be needing me, I'll be in my quarters below deck. Right. Let's see, where's that girl of mine? Girl, come hither.
Yes, Captain.
I'm tired, girl. Soon we'll be arriving in Fez, where you'll fetch a fair farthing, I hope.
How can you be so cold? This is my life.
Silence! I'll hear no more. I kidnapped you for a ransom, not conversation. I wonder what you're worth. What is she worth? What is she worth? This girl, this jewel, this temptress by birth. If I could take her to Fez, I could get a sack of doubloons. Yes. From the slave traders. Or one of those Madagascarian grooms.
What am I worth? What am I worth? I'm only a girl. No riddle here lurks. Please release me. My fate is in your hands.
Unlikely.
I can do more than just excite your glance.
What is she worth? I could take her to Fez.
My fate is in your
I could get a sack of doubloons. Yes, that would be nice.
Because I can do slave trader. So much more than just a
slave. Madagascarian groom.
Meanwhile, aboard the Castor, still mired in a deathly calm.
There's no wind tonight. No wind to fill the sails.
There's no song. No singing in the rigging.
There's no food or water. Supplies are running low. I fear for the spirits of the crew.
kind of man? Loves the sea, shuns the land. What kind of soul leaves the donut, takes the hole? The answer comes down from on high. What kind of man am I?
I'll tell you what kind of man I am. I'm the kind that raises the spirits of his crew with the spirits from the hole. Smitty, bring up the rum. We're gonna get right cocked tonight. I stowed away on board a mighty ship that sailed the seas manned by a pirate whore. That's you. We spend our days a-pillaging. At night we drink our fill. The life at sea so suited me, I find I'm out there still. Billy, give it a try. Go on.
They say I'm just a cabin boy, the captain's little mate. But I do my share of work on board, and screw, I pull my weight. The captain shows me tricks each day, and soon I get the knack. But when I sleep, it pains me so to lie upon my back.
Night as if I'd plainly die. She tossed and turned and turned and tossed. My pop stood on for sleep. He left me mum for a sailing life so he could get some sleep.
Again! Sure, Smitty. There's something passing queer about this wind. It's got an odd smell, it does.
Ahoy, Captain! Sip off the port bow!
Can you make her out, Wiggy?
She's lying, the Jolly Roger! And she's headed our way!
Smitty! First. Lash those riggings! Horace, load up the cannons, and remember, it's powder first, then the ball! Make fast with the lifeboats! Wiggy, take the clothes out of the washer and put them in the dryer! Drop anchor and prepare to turn about. We're standing our ground, boys. Come on, you sea slugs, look lively. And you, Billy. Yes, you. Get some steel in your mitt and prove yourself the makings of a captain.
Aye, aye.
Cannons, prepare to fire on my command. Ready, cannon one.
Aye, aye, sir.
Fire. Ready, cannon two. Fire. Cannon three, aim for our belly. We're taking her down. Fire! Run your sabers, man! Let's fight him to the man! Craft and seize the helm. Bring the captain and what's left of the crew onto our deck for questioning. Ah, you're the captain of the other ship.
Yes, I am.
What say you for daring to attack me, fair caster?
You call this garbage scow a fair ship? In your eye.
Tie this man to the mainmast. Bring the wench to my quarters for further interrogation.
Go, go, go! Show him what kind of a man you are!
We'll return to the Slee Stacks and the musical radio adventure, A Pirate's Life, in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Orson Welles.
There are things in life that one doesn't take for granted. Like the fine quality of products brought to you by the Lobo Oil Company. The people at Lobo have set before them the difficult and endless task of producing the best. Whether it's gasoline or butter substitutes, pie filling or tire repair kits, they know that you won't settle for second-rate...
Hey, he stopped. Mr. Wells. Mr. Wells, is anything wrong?
You're damn right there's something wrong. It's this script. It's utter garbage.
We're going coast to coast.
I refuse to continue this travesty of commercial broadcasting. Furthermore, I see no need to waste any more of my precious time with your...
Vamp it, boys.
And now back to the Sleestacks and the musical production A Pirate's Life on WCBN FM 88.3. Meanwhile, in the good captain's quarters with the girl.
Ah, so, whose little girl do we have here? My, how you make that dress look pretty. What's the matter? Has the menace of the sea sewn your pretty little mouth shut? Or are you just a teaser? Oh. Ah, you've got spice. I like that. It's been a long time since I felt that sting. A long time indeed. My brother and I, we used to play together as children for hours on end. Yes, we loved each other so. But in one moment of brotherly love, an innocent quarrel over who would be the captain of our imaginary pirate ship, the Popinjay, ended in stark reality. Jealousy and hatred overcame my dear brother, and he slapped me. That was the last time I ever saw him, but it was the first time I realized the importance of being a man. It soon followed thereafter that I joined the service of the Royal Imperial Navy under the stern command of the loathsome Count von Barschies IV and became, among other things, the keeper of the pig. But soon, through the complying nature of my eagerness to please, I fought my way up through the ranks to the highest position a lad my age could attain, cabin boy. I believed that through hard, diligent work, I would soon be sailing my own vessel. Then I received my second lesson in life. I had been humiliated once before, and on that day I vowed that it would never happen again. Barschies had pushed me too far, and when the opportunity presented itself, I gave myself a promotion. When I did finally become captain, although somewhat unofficially, I immediately embarked on a worldwide adventure of sailing, of cabbages and kings, of opium dens and Yahtzee parlors, of lost cities of gold, yes, of piracy. But here, young girl, why the tears? There's nasty work to be done. That sorry excuse for a seaman will soon learn the lesson of slow death for daring to attack me, crew and ship.
Look! Here comes the captain!
Captain, what's happening, captain?
Unlash the fiend and bring him here. What say you now, dog? Will you plead for my mercy?
In your other eye.
It seems this stray mongrel has some fight in him. Perhaps a duel will soften his raging carrot. Give this cockerel a blade. Billy, my sword.
Here you are, sir.
Have at thee, sir. Oh, you push a mean rapier, sir.
You're not so bad yourself. I see you favor the Parcheesi opening.
You've a good eye. And you parry capably with the Montcliff rebuttal.
Yes. And perhaps you recognize the martini too, Scat.
Somebody call out martini? Put your way to the captain's lounge. I need a refill.
Jane!
you're familiar with the Corinthian backpedal.
But of course. A bit flowery, perhaps. I prefer the Medici technique, followed by the patented Palermo Parry.
Whoa! The Medici Palermo? Well, you are certainly a well-traveled swordsman. I haven't seen moves like that since Lavender Lily opened with a petticoat parade at the old boarding nail down in London town. Yet you match me stroke for stroke.
Uncanny! But none can muster a defense for this!
Oh, touche! You have torn my shirt with that one. But you'll find my bone and sinew are a bit tougher to cut.
Wait! What's this? Wait! Your chest! Those hideous scars, they seem to form a half of a map. Could it be? Look! I have the same markings on my chest!
What? Well, and when we stand side by side...
The map is complete!
The map of the lost treasure of Zanzibar.
Well, this means that you are my brother!
No.
Well, this calls for a celebration.
The likes of which these waters have never seen!
Yes, a grand celebration! There's a hole full of grog in my ship, the Pollux. What say we have at it?
Well, if you're buying, brother, request permission to come aboard.
Permission granted, and your crew is welcome to. And bring the winch.
We'll search for the treasure once we're right good and tanked.
To see, to find my fortune there. Knowing well when I returned, my friends would gawk and stare. They called me fool and simpleton, a lazy ne'er-do-well. Well, now I'm rich, ain't that a stitch? And they can go to hell!
While others like their wine, weed, I prefer the ladies and doing the nasty deed. But when I come ashore to town, it's really such a bother when mobs of little children tug my sleeves and call me father. I bid you farewell now. I'm setting sail with my brother to find the gold that is our birthright. Perhaps we'll meet again, Captain Applecheeks.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, oh, yeah. May your sails always be full and final. Goodbye!
Bye, Captain! Good luck there!
Awaiting your orders, Captain Applecheeks?
No, from now on, it's Captain Applecore. I'll cut the tongue out of any man who says different.
Yes, sir.
Now get those chickens below deck, bring her about, and follow that ship. There's treasure to be had. We'll see who has the makings of a captain indeed. Look lively, you rum whores.
Right here. Someone say rum.
Hey, and get that fool off my ship.
Oh, sir.
Come on. Get out of here.
Whoa, easy there. Fellas, watch it with the man. I'm wriggling my tuxedo.
Now, after that treasure!
You have just listened to the Sleestacks and their performance of A Pirate's Life. Featured tonight's story were John Kastorf as the good captain, the dandy, the girl, Orson and Tinarino. Martine Beltman as the cabin boy, Billy Applecheeks. Mark Peters as the evil Captain Hoosfoos. Kevin Schmidt as Schmitty. Nathan McLaughlin as Lord Brampton. Dave Cushing as Wiggy and Digger. Scott Stevens as King Richards. Earl Cronkite as Quasimoto and Nepo. Hubert played Shandu the Magician. And Harold LaRue was the genius sound effects engineer. A Pirate's Life was directed by everyone at the same time, waving their arms in the air and jumping around to get the attention of every audience. This evening's story was written by the Sleestaks and was entirely fictional. All characters portrayed in A Pirate's Life are also fictional. Any similarity of names or resemblances to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This show has been brought to you by the fine folks at Lobo Oil Company, making today's tomorrow reality. On behalf of all of us here in the studio, this is your announcer, Red Munchinger, speaking. Stay tuned now for the Sleestaks Musical Review on most of these networks. This is WCBN FM 88.3 on the Blue Star Radio Network. The Sleestaks will be performing next Tuesday at the Blind Pig. Check them out, everybody.